Chapter 6. Vince. A late-night phone call strikes terror in the hearts of our living protagonists. I rolled over and answered the phone, half asleep. I was the first one to get the call. Nikki's in the hospital. He OD'd. It was our tour manager, Rich Fisher, on the line. Jesus, what? Is he dead or alive? I'm not sure, Rich said. Call me back right away and let me know, all right? I started to dress so I could visit him at the hospital, if he was alive. The phone rang again. It was Boris, the limo driver who always worked for Nikki. He said that he had seen Nikki's drug dealer jump out of a hotel room window and run down the street yelling, "I just killed Nikki Six!" Then he saw an ambulance pull up and medics carry Nikki out on a stretcher with a sheet covering his face. I never cry. But that night I did. Tears rolled down my face. And for the first time in as long as I could remember, I didn't think about myself. For all the shit he put me through, I really loved that arrogant son of a bitch. I stared at the phone, not sure who to call or what to do. Then it rang again. Chuck Shapiro was calling. A reporter had woken him up asking for a quote for an obituary for Nikki. So it was true. Panicked, but always level-headed, Chuck had me wait on the line while he placed a call to Cedars-Sinai, the hospital the ambulance had brought Nikki to. "I'm calling about Nikki Six," Chuck blurted when the receptionist answered. "He just left," she told him. "He just left? What do you mean? I thought he was dead." "Yeah, he just left. He pulled the tubes out of his nose, tore the IV out of his arms, and told everyone to fuck off. He walked out with only a pair of leather pants on."